Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai. I'm Alvin Litonway, and I serve as the senior pastor of this church. It's so exciting to see new faces, and if you're coming in for the first time, welcome po. Nagagalak po namin kayo na makasama ngayong gabi. But also, I would like to recognize a couple of visitors, na kung saan friends natin galing sa Pilipinas. Si Pastor Alfie at saka Marinette Gonzalvo. Let's give them a hand of welcome. Si Pastor Alfie po ay pastoring. Dating pastor ho sa Pilipinas sa Plaridel Bible Church. And he's been in the ministry for the past 30 years. So the Lord has been using itong mag-asawa na ito upang i-advance ang gospel sa ating bansa. It's good to have you, Pastor. Please try to get to know them after ng service and be an encouragement sa kanila. Or be encouraged by them sa kanilang mga stories. And a couple more announcements. Yes, ang anniversary po ng Crossroads is on the 16th. That was yesterday. And we usually celebrate it on the third week of the month. So this will be a month-long celebration. Kasi next week, we have a guest preacher na si Dr. Alex Zeller will be preaching for us next Friday. And he asked me last week kung anong gusto ko i-preach. Well, preach about something about the faithfulness ng Panginoon because we have just reached our fifth year. So he's going to preach something to that end to encourage God's people sa iglesia na ito. And also tomorrow, there's another celebration na mangyayari, which is tomorrow's ating picnic. So please go to page 5 of your bulletins. Nandiyan po yung announcement, yung location, how to get there, what time, and lahat po ng mga kaganapan sa ating iglesia. Nung ako po ay nakakilala sa Panginoong Hesukristo, when I became born again through the Lord Jesus Christ, sa grace niya, I cannot help but to start share sa mga kaibigan ko on how the Lord had changed my life. So, madalas sa puntahan ko, yung mga kaibigan ko sa pamumuhay na hindi tama. Kaya every time na nag-share ako sa kanila na ako ay Christian na, hindi ho sila makapaniwala na ako po ay iba na. And the usual question that I receive from them is this, ha? Born again ka na? Ano ba pinagbabawal sa relihiyon ninyo? Yun ang madalas na ma-encounter kong tanong. Ano ba ang pinagbabawal sa inyo? I don't know, maybe some of you have received that question. Ano yung mga restrictions sa church nyo? Some considered being born again ay walang pagkakaiba sa pagiging legalista. Maraming set of rules ng do's and don'ts. That's why they shy away pagdating sa mga ganitong klaseng churches. Pero ang pagiging Kristiyano ba ay bawal mag-enjoy sa mundo? Ang pagiging Kristiyano ba ay laging abstain from pleasures? Itong katuruan na ito, ang pinangangalat ng mga false teachers sa Church ng Ephesus, which is yung aaralin natin ngayong gabi. And titingnan po natin kung paano i-correct ni Paul ang maling katuruan na ito. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series in the book of 1 Timothy. This is Paul's letter to a young pastor who needed wisdom and instructions on how to build a healthy church in Ephesus. So far, we've learned that a healthy church teaches the right gospel, prays the gospel that would reach to the nations, a church where men lead in corporate worship, and women who are dressed to serve and eager to learn and submit to the leaders in church, a church where God-fearing pastors and faithful deacons labor hard to serve the church. Sa passage natin ngayong gabi, Paul circles back to a topic pagdating sa false teaching, false teachers. But this time, he discloses the devastating effects of their poisonous message, their poisonous teachings, and how God's people must respond, must combat with right doctrine. Kaya ang point po natin ngayong gabi is this. Again, another mouthful na main point. A healthy church rejects false teachings by resorting to the truth of God's word and receiving God's creation with thanksgiving. A healthy church rejects false teachings by resorting to the truth of God's word and receiving God's creation with thanksgiving. With that long main point, we have two short points. Number one, caution, verses 4, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, our first part in verse 3. And number two, cure, verses 3 hanggang 5. Caution, there's a caution or a warning, and there's also a cure. Number one, caution. Tingnan po natin ang verse 1. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith and by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. So, verses na ito, Paul cautions or warns Timothy at yung mga saints sa Ephesus patungkol sa tatlong klaseng false. So, abangan nyo, may tatlong klaseng false po dito. Number one, false Christians. Second, false teachers. And third, false teachings. Yun yung tatlong false na i-address ni Paul at ibabanggit sa atin ngayong gabi. First of all, false Christians. Is parang oxymoron, ano? Parang self-contradicting. False Christians? Meron bang false Christians? Tingnan po natin. Sabi ni Paul sa verse 1 na magkakaroon ng mga members ng church, mga ministry leaders, and even pastors sa local churches na tatalikod daw kay Kristo at ire-reject ang tunay na gospel. They will deny the faith sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Church members daw, even leaders. At kailan daw magaganap ito? Verse 1. In later times or latter times. Ano ibig sabihin ng latter times? May ibang word din po yan na ginagamit na last days. Sa ibang version, sa ibang passages. Or last hours, ang madalas gamitin ni Apostle John. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng last days? Sometimes when we think about the word last days, iniisip po natin eschatological part ng story ng Bible, which means yung end times, no? Pagdating ni Jesus Christ, yun na yun. But we must understand, pag sinabi pong last days, ito yung nagsimula nung first coming ni Christ all the way sa kanyang second coming. Depending on your views, some believe on the resurrection of Christ na nagsimula until the second coming of Christ. But either way, if you are asking kailan ang last days, we are in the last days. So when Paul wrote latter times, he's talking about his current time. So pasok pa rin po siya. Sa current times, sa current situation nila ni Timothy sa Ephesus. He is warning them and warning us tonight na huwag magulat. Huwag magulat. In fact, expect it. Expect na ano? Expect na may, there will be people who will abandon the gospel in this church. Para nakakatawa, Pastor, I believe we love the gospel. We love God's word. We try to read and study and live God's word. Imposible mangyari ito sa church. If you're saying that, then you need to once again look at verse 1. Paul is saying, expect it. It will happen. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time. We're not praying for it. We're trying to teach faithfully. We try to minister faithfully. Pero ang sinasabi ni Paul, it will happen. Now, hindi po nangangahulugan na ang tunay na Kristiyano ay nawawala ang kaligtasan. Hindi po yun ang sinasabi niya rito at hindi rin po yun ang ating paniniwala. Hindi po nawawala ang kaligtasan because we can't. A true Christian did not earn his or her salvation. Neither can he or she lose it. Salvation is by God's grace. And that same God-given grace will keep the Christian from falling to the end. Sinabi ni Paul yan sa isang church, sa Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
So kung hindi nawawala ang kaligtasan, Pastor, anong tawag sa mga tao na nag-abandon sa faith? Mga tao na nag-abandon sa gospel, gaya ng sinabi ni Paul Pudila, na mangyayari sa kahit anong iglesia. Ang tawag po sa mga tao na ito ay apostates.
I'll drop a big word, apostates or apostasy.
Ano ibig sabihin ng apostasy? Apostasy means men and women who once claimed to be Christians have abandoned the faith.
Now, very intentional yung paggamit ng words. Men and women who once claimed to be Christians have abandoned the faith. Ano ibig sabihin po neto?
Kadalasan ito yung mga tao na lumaki o parating umaatin ng church. Madalas po sila na sa church. Sila'y na-expose sa tamang gospel, enjoy the teaching of the Word of God through the preacher. They love the singing, they love the fellowshipping, they love even serving or participating in the activities ng isang iglesia. They made professions of faith one time. O tinanggap nila ang Panginoong Hesukristo bilang Diyos at sariling tagapagligtas. Ngunit walang interes or confidence sa salita ng Diyos. Walang pagmamahal sa church at namumuhay sa kasalanan ng lantaran or minsan pasikreto. Mga kaibigan, ito ang mga tao who thought they were Christians but eventually renounced and rejected the faith.
I was a youth pastor for so many years sa Pilipinas. At may mga ilang mga magulang na lumalapit sa akin upang i-complain o ibigay ang kanilang mga kabigatan patungkol sa kanilang mga anak. At ang madalas nilang sabihin sa akin ay ganito, Pastor, mula nagkaroon ng boyfriend, mula nung nagkaroon ng girlfriend, o mula nagkatrabaho, o mula napasok sa eskwelahan na ito, nagbago na ang ugali ng anak ko. Hindi na siya katulad ng dati. Puro na siya bisyo, puso na siya sugal, ayaw mag-church, rebelde, and so on and so forth. And they asked me, Pastor, nangyari? What happened? Samantalang aktibo naman dati sa youth. Samantalang dati nasa youth camp, sinosponsoran pa namin niya, kasama mga kaibigan niya. Pastor, lagi yan, nagtuturo na nga ng Sunday school yan sa mga bata. Masigasig sa gawain. Grabe ang open-air evangelism, alos every weekend. Ano nangyari? And then they suggest a solution sa akin. Pastor, kailangan i-follow up mo yan. Pastor, pagalitan mo nga yan. Pastor, counselan mo yan. Pastor, kulang siguro sa discipleship ang iglesia. Gawin mo po yan. Maari pong tama siya. Maaring tama sila.
Maybe this person needs follow-up. This person needs to be reminded of the gospel of grace. Maybe they need to be part ng isang discipleship. O, maaring hindi talaga sila Kristiyano in the first place. The Apostle John will explain this phenomenon sa atin sa 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us.
Kakatakot.
So ang sinasabi ni Apostle John dito, may isang grupo sa church nila na naging masugid na tagapagsunod ng mga false teachers who eventually abandoned the fellowship of the saints and Christ himself, and pinapakita lamang nila yung aksyon nila na hindi talaga sila tunay na Kristiyano. Kasi yun yung part na sinabi niyan, di ba? They are not of us. E sino ba yung us? The church. Ang sinabi niya, us, Christians.
So if they went out from us, followed a different gospel, then maybe, just maybe, or affirmatively, they're not Christians. Friends, you may be here tonight enjoying the songs, enjoying the fellowship, have enjoyed the picnics and will enjoy that picnic tomorrow. Pero are you, and maybe you're thinking that just because you have a clean attendance at Crossroads or have become a member or have been part sa ministry, eh sinasabi mong Kristiyano na ako. Oh, but Pastor, that's kind of unassuring para sa amin. Hindi maganda yan ah. Well, many times na binanggit, sabi ni John, sinabi ni Jesus sa Matthew chapter 7. Many shall come in my name saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? That in your name we cast out demons? We always use that passage in the Bible. If you want to be a legit Christian, casting out demons. Pero ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ, I don't know you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of evil. When Jesus says, I don't know you, that is the most scariest thing na pwede mo marinig sa buhay mo pagkaharap mo siya. Because that means, I do not have an intimate relationship with you. That means, you're not a Christian. And if God sends you out, isa lang ang destination na pwede mo mapuntahan, still in God's presence, pero in God's wrathful presence. In hell. So Paul is telling the church na huwag na kayong magulat. Meron at meron tatalikod. At sino may sabi nito? Sino may sabi nito, Pastor? Well, that's verse 1. The Spirit. Or Holy Spirit. At sa papaanong paraan niya natanggap itong babalang ito ni Paul, Pastor? Well, many believe na maaaring through prophecies na natanggap niya earlier or maybe habang sinusulat itong liham na ito, there's an immediate prophetic revelation coming from the Holy Spirit na binanggit niya sa letter. Or maybe Paul is just echoing yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa Matthew chapter 24, verse 10, nang sinabi, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Interesting. O maaring pinapaalala lang ni Paul sa members ng church ng Ephesus yung mga binili niya sa mga elders nung nandun pa siya sa Miletus, nung siya'y nagpapaalam na naalis siya sa Acts chapter 20, verse 29 to 30, which is ang sinabi, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will rise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Well, ang point ni Paul dito, the message came from the Holy Spirit. Okay? Hindi niya inimbento ito. At ang same Spirit na ito ang kasalukuyang nangungusap sa atin ngayon. Sa pamamagitan ng inspired letter ni Paul sa Ephesus, which is the very letter, passage, series na inaaral natin. Habang binabasa at inaaral natin ito, we are really reading and listening to the very words of God. God is present today through His Word. Okay? He is speaking to you through His Word, through the message, through the preaching of the Word, through the singing of the Word, through the praying of the Word. He is speaking to us tonight. Ika nga sinabi ni Martin Luther, let the man who would hear God speak read Holy Scriptures. Scripture. Kaya mga kaibigan, hindi na po natin kailangan ng mga pangitain. Hindi na po natin kailangan ng mga panaginip o mga tao na magsasabi sa atin na meron silang narinig na mensahe na nagmumula sa Diyos para sa iyo. Huwag na po tayo maging excited doon. Kabahan na po tayo sa ganon. Because if they say, I heard a word from the Lord na ibibigay ko sa iyo, this person is going on par na sa sinabi sa Bible, thus say the Lord. God speaks to us through His Word. evangelist na si Justin Peters echoes ang sinabi ni Martin Luther when he commented, "If you want to hear God speak, read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak audibly, read your Bible out loud." Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, saturate yourselves with the Word of God. Saturate yourselves. Kasi if we are not listening, if we're not listening to or studying sound teaching, we will end up being captivated by false teaching. So there's false Christians, which in short, hindi talaga Christians. They thought they were Christians. And also, number two, false teachers. Verse 2, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared. Let me stop right there. Paul points especially to the character ng false teachers. Ano po yung character na nakita po natin dyan? Insincerity. Or yung other rendering ng translation is hypocrites. So insincere, liars, and seared consciences. Ang word na insincerity also means hypocrisy. Hypocrite ay yung Greek theatrical term na ginagamit para sa mga actors sa isang theater sa time nito. So ito yung mga artista, no? They wear different kinds of masks to portray different kinds of roles. They assume different types of characters sa isang theatrical na production. Interestingly, yun ang ginamit na word ni Paul to describe yung false teachers. False teachers are hypocrites. You know why? Because they're pretty good actors. Okay? They are so deceptive. They would say one thing but do another. They can easily manipulate their congregation's emotions. They can make the congregation laugh. They can make the congregation cry and then laugh again. Through their charisma and stories, they easily appeal to the affections of their congregation. Kahit wala ito kinalaman sa salita ng Diyos. Pastor, ang galing ng sinabi. Anong sinabi? Ewan ko, basta nakakatawa yung story eh. Ang galing ng preacher. Bakit? Kasi pinaiyak ako. Bakit naiyak? Kasi nalala ko lolo ko eh. Walang kinalaman sa salita ng Diyos. Babalik ka ba? O babalik ako kasi gusto ko ulit tumawa. Gusto ko ulit umiyak. Yung iba naman gusto yumaman kasi may pangako si pastor ng blessing. Mga kaibigan, kung gusto po natin ng matawa, wag ho si Kristo hanapin nyo. Payaso ang hanapin ninyo. Kung gusto nyo po yumaman, wag po si Kristo. Hanap kayo ng philanthropist. Kasi Christ addressed the greatest need ng humanity and it's not to make us laugh and it's not to make us rich. It's to pay for our sins in full. Because the greatest need is the need to be forgiven from our sins. Magsisinungaling sila para mapaniwala lang nila ang mga tao sa kanilang katuruan at makuha ang gusto nila. Now, here's an interesting words here. Seared consciences. Probably in your Bible study meetings this past week, inaalala niyo ba yung seared consciences? Well, una-unahin po natin ang conscience. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng conscience? Si consensya. Pag sinabi natin conscience, we have this imagery in our minds sa left and right shoulders natin na nandun si angel at nandun si demon na kung saan nangungusap sa ating, yun yung consensya natin. Hindi po. Malayo po. God has created us, let me explain it this way. God created us in His own image and according to Romans chapter 2, verse 15, He has placed the Word of God in our hearts. And because of that, meron po tayo sense ng right and wrong. Okay? Meron tayong a moral sense of right and wrong. Kahit hindi mo turuan ng bata, there's a sense of right and wrong. Now, ano ibig sabihin ng conscience? So, ang conscience, ay, dito po papasok ang conscience. Ang conscience ay parang warning system. Warning system na tutunog ng malakas ito kapag na-violate ang standard ng right and wrong natin. Pag na-violate ang ating conscience, sisigaw yan. Anong klaseng sigaw? It produces feelings of fear, anxieties, anger, guilt, shame. Ganun ho kapag nagsaset up na, sa-set out yung warning signal, pag yung conscience natin sinisigawan na tayo. Mararamdaman mo yan pag may kausap ka tapos mali ang paniniwala sa iyo at biglang magpo-push back sa iyong paniniwala and then your conscience is just yelling. Huwag ka na sumagot para matahimik ka lang. Pero mali siya. So that's the conscience. Now, ano ibig sabihin ng seared conscience? Seared. Seared here means cauterized. Narinig niyo ba ang salitang cauterized? Now, may mga tumutungo ang ulo, nakikita ko. Kasi ang cauterized sa karamihan sa ating mga Pinoy, isa lang ang association na kapag sinabing cauterized. Pagtanggal po ng warts. Nagpa-cauterized ka na ba? Mura lang sa amin. Diba? But anyway, it's a medical term, yung pag-cauterized. No? Now, let me unpack this. It's a medical expression that means burning a live tissue to stop bleeding. So kapag binurn mo ng certain cauterizing tool, hindi ko alam ang tawag doon, it burns yung layer ng skin na kung saan hindi magtutuloy yung bleeding. Okay? Which causes the skin to be insensitive or unable to feel anything. Nagmamanhid siya. So kapag pag sinunog siya, nagkakapal yon, so pag natuyo na yon, hindi mo na mararamdaman yon. No? So nagmamanhid siya. You are unable to feel anything or unable to feel pain. It is desensitized o manhid sa Tagalog. Alam nyo ba, alam nyo yung kapag nagmadalas ka maglaba, sa panahon na to, pag gumaganto ko, wala na nakakaintindi eh. Pero sa ating mga beloved mothers na nandito, alam natin ang ibig sabihin. Ano ang ibig sabihin na ito? Kuskos! Minsan, parang fraternity pa yun. May pamalo pa yun. Pak! May paddle pa yun. Naampas. Parang patatalsikin lahat ng mga mikrobyo sa damit. Ano? Those young people, just look it up. Okay? Pero an expert mother knows sa naglalaba, pag madalas ang gawin niya, nagkakaroon ng kalyo. Di ba pag kumakalyo ang kapal na? Di ba? Kaya husbands, love your wives kapag puro kalyo ang kamay. They've been working hard. Okay? Pag puro kalyo ang kanilang, eh pastor, pag yung thumb lang yung may kalyo, ano ibig sabihin nun? Diba? So, ibig sabihin, hindi na maramdaman, makapal na. Kahit anong tapik mo dun sa kalyo na yan, hindi na mararamdaman. Friends, do you know that our consciences can be cauterized by sin? The more we commit that same sin over and over and over again, it becomes less troubling. It becomes less painful. It becomes less sorrowful. Less shame. Less guilt. And if you continue to do that again and again, manhid na tayo. Manhid na tayo sa kasalanan ito. To the point that we even enjoy it and justify it. And we oppose anyone who goes against it. Why? Because our conscience, pagdating sa sin na ito, has been seared. Nagmanhid na. Hindi na tayo, okay, let me use yung Filipino term, hindi na tayo nakokonsensya. O hindi na natin napapansin na sumisigaw yung warning signals. Kasi yung mga warning signals na yan, humihina. What sins in your life right now ang nai-enjoy mo na hindi mo na napapansin na kasalanan? And napagod na ang mahal mo sa buhay na pagsabihan ka, sila rin, na manhid na. Friends, We need to be careful. That's why we need to be careful sa mga pinapanood at pina-follow natin ang mga motivational speakers or mga celebrity pastors sa TV or online. Bakit ko pa mo? Kasi di lahat ng mga mangangaral sa Bible, sa napapanood natin, ay nagtuturo ng tamang doktrina. And the more you listen to them, the more you become entertained by them. Na kahit na yung preacher na to ay nagmumura na, you are entertained instead na matrouble ka. And the more you listen to this worldly logic and sidestep away from this doctrine of scripture, doctrine ng salita ng Diyos, our hearts become hard laban sa mga tamang katuruan. And now we fall in love with men like Joel Osteen, who does not preach the true gospel. We fall in love with women like Joyce Myers. And all of the list goes on. Why? Because maybe, just maybe, you are entertained. Maybe this person somehow fans the flame ng mga issues natin sa buhay at sinasabing, hindi ako ganong kasama. Tama yung pastor na yon, hindi ako ganong kasama. But the Bible is straightforward. The Bible is honest. It will directly deal with our sin. The false teachers do not get inspiration. Sorry, let me back up. False teachers do not get inspiration and power from the Holy Spirit. But they got it from a different spirit. And it comes from a demonic spirit. Nasaan yung pastor? Verse 1. Last part of verse 1. By devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. One normal man cannot compel thousands of people sa maling doktrina. It will take a supernatural work of a different spirit para mautok ang mga ganong klaseng tao. It takes the power of the demon. So kahit gaano kalaki ang iglesia ng mga taong ito, kahit gaano kasikat na preacher, kahit gaano kagandang lalaki o kagandang babae, kahit gaano kagaling magsalita, o gaano kadami ang followers ng mga ngaral na ito, kung false ang doctrine ng kanilang tinuturo, run away. Scroll away. These are not good for your soul. This is part ng warning na binigay ni Paul kay Timothy, ang mga false teachings ng mga false teachers. Ano ba yung tinuturo nilang false teachings, Pastor? Well, marami, but let me mention a few, which is yung third false natin. False teachings. False Christians, who are not really Christians, false teachers, and false teaching. Verse 3. Who forbid marriage and require abstinence from food. Ano mga tinuturo nila? Marami silang mga tinuturo na mga bagay. Pero ang nakafocus po rito is that they are making ethical demands na taliwas o contradicting sa salita ng Diyos. Marami silang maling mga paniniwala, pero they specifically have a wrong view of creation, specifically marriage, and foods, which is nabanggit dyan. Ang tinuturo nila ay masama daw ang marriage at ang meat. Taka pastor, meat ba yung foods there? Well, hindi ho nabanggit. Bagamat nabanggit ang foods sa verse 3, we can safely assume na meat ito because may kinalaman ito sa Jewish dietary customs ng Mosaic Law na maaring inadapt ng mga false teachers na ito. So maaring karne, no? In short, they want the Ephesians to live the ascetic life, no? An ascetic life. Ascetic means na they will have to practice self-discipline at dapat umiwas o mag-abstain sa lahat ng forms of pleasures. Christian ka na? O, dapat iwasan mo na to. Christian ka, dapat wala ka sa kamunduhan. Ito dapat ikaw. Ito ang marka ng tunay na Christian. So yun ang sinasabi nila. Huwag ka magpakasal, huwag ka kumain ng karne. So false teachers are denying the pleasures of sex and food, and believe that self-denial was necessary for salvation.
Yan ang delikado na kapag kailangan mo nang gawin ito para maligtas ka sa kasalanan mo, delikado ng katuruan na yan. That it was essential for personal holiness. Huwag ka na magpakasal. Huwag mo nang kainin yan. Kasi ito'y makakadagdag ng magandang standing sa harapan ng Diyos. So in short, etong sinasabi nila, maging vegetarian ka na lang. O kaya naman, tagalan mo pa yung pag-fasting mo. Okay? O kaya naman, para hindi ka mahulog ng quote-unquote sin of sex, huwag ka na magpakasal. So yun yung sinasabi nila rito. This is far from the teaching of scriptures, mga kaibigan. Walang tinuturo sa Bible yan. Marriage is made by God and it was His idea. Jesus upheld marriage sa Matthew chapter 19. And He declared all foods clean. Nasa Matthew chapter 7 verse 19. Praise God for Jesus! Di ba? Now, walang mali po sa prinsipyo na maging single ka. Wala po tayong sinasabing ganun. O mali yung prinsipyo na vegetables lang ang kinakain mo. Or both. Wala namang problema ron. God calls some to be singles for His glory and to refrain from some foods at for some time, kagaya ng fasting. In fact, si Paul does both. No, he is single for the glory of Christ. At the same time, he occasionally fasts and prays. So wala namang problema po sa dalawang yon. So friends, kung hindi lang dahil sa isang buwan ka, hindi nakakain ng baboy, ay napapalapit ka na kay Lord. Hindi na ako kumakain ng baboy. Holy. O kaya naman, you've been fasting from social media for 5 weeks makes you holier than thou. Ah, wala na akong Facebook eh. May distraction. Bible lang. I mean, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Mas malalim ang problema po natin, and it's not from the outside, it's from the inside ang problema po natin. Mas malalim po. Yun ang sinabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 15, 11, 18 to 19. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. Jesus is saying what makes one person clean, hindi galing sa labas. When we talk about clean, hindi yung tinatawag na sanitation of clean physically. We're talking about heart, spirit, well, cleanliness. So, ang sinasabi ni Jesus, what makes a person unclean spiritually, hindi yung mga nanggagaling sa labas. It's not yung barkada mo. It's not yung mga society na kung saan ka nag-aaral. Hindi yung environment ng work area nyo. What makes you a sinner, it's because you are innately a sinner. Because sin comes from within. So ang problema po rilo, dito is tayo. We are sinners. So ang problema sa mga false teachers, ipinagbabawal nila ang mga bagay na binigyan ng pahintulot ng Diyos sa kanyang salita. Bawal yan. Teka, pwede raw ah. Mga kapatid, kapag sinimulan na natin na ipagbawal ang mga bagay na sinimulan natin na ipagbawal ang mga bagay na binigyan ng pahintulot ng Diyos sa salita niya, hindi po magtatagal na darating ang oras na bibigyan natin ng pahintulot naman ang mga bagay na pinagbabawal ng Diyos. Okay, bawal yan. Pero nasa Bible, sabi hindi, bawal pa rin. Darating ang panahon, nasasabihin mo na pwede yan kahit sinabi sa Bible, bawal. Because if our hearts are seared, questionable yung conscience natin. So there is nothing in principle wrong maging single or vegetarian. Ang problema kapag ginawa natin itong essential for salvation or ipagmalaki natin na ito'y nakakadagdag sa ating kabanalan. Okay? Friends, abstaining from food or any pleasure won't bring us closer to God. How do we get right with God? Yun ang question. Ano ang solution? Ano ang antidote? Ano ang remedy? Ano ang cure? And how should we think about pleasurable pursuits? Well, sasagutin yun ang number 2 and last point natin. The cure. Verse 4, 3 and 4.
God created to be received, yung alin, food and marriage, with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected. Straightforward po yung passage na ito. Tanggapin po natin na ang mga regalo na galing sa Panginoon ay dapat pasalamatan natin. Lahat ng ipinagkaloob sa atin ng Panginoon, pasalamatan po natin. This is to express our dependence on Him pag ginagawa po natin yon. Now, bakit natin kailangan gawin ito? Well, ayon sa verse 4, kasi lahat ng mga nilikha ng Panginoon sa mundo na ito is good. It is good. And so, if God created everything good, then we should thank Him and enjoy these good gifts na nagmumula sa Panginoon. Marriage is a good gift. Amen ba, mga married people? Isa. Marriage is a good gift from God.
Yes.
Napilitan pa. So if it's good, then thank God for it. Enjoy it. If food is good, then thank God for it. Pasalamatan ng Panginoon. So which means ang pork belly, bulalo, dinuguan, and after ng service, dediretso ka sa off the hook, are gifts from God. That you should be thanking Him and praising Him. Young people, kung ano, whatever food that is presented on the table, regardless you want it or not, you thank the Lord. This is His kind goof. Ano na naman yan? What is that? Do you know I don't like that? Where's the chicken and the pork? Puro prito. Kakapray lang natin na thank you, Lord. So you have to be careful, okay? Maybe narinig sa parents yon. Kulang naman to sa napaka-ano naman ito, pakapait naman nito. Kulang naman sa alat nito. Di ba, Daddy, ikaw yung nag-lead ng prayer ng thank you? Now, hindi ko po ini-encourage, okay, disclaimer ulit, hindi ko po ini-encourage na labagin ninyo ang mga utos ng doktor ninyo. Sabi ni Pastor Doc eh, good. Di ba, good cholesterol naman ang binabanata natin? Hindi po eh. I'm not saying na labagin nyo yung utos ng doktor nyo, labagin nyo yung mga bawal mga bawal kainin, mga bawal inumin. Pag ganun po, mga bagay ito na hindi nakakabuti sa kalusugan nyo o hindi nakakabuti sa relasyon ninyo, mga mahal niyo sa buhay, it would be wise na sundin po natin yung counsel na ito. Okay? Kung bawal, mas mainam po na pakinggan po natin sila. Okay? Or nire-recommenda kayo ng inyong nutritionists na kung ano lang yung pwede mong kainin para mas makakabuti sa kalusugan, sundin nyo rin yun. Okay? Thank God and enjoy it. Maging careful lang tayo to strongly recommend ang diet natin sa mga kapatiran. Ay, makakatulong sa iyo to. Kawin mo yan, kinain mo na ba? Yeah. Suggestion pwede, pero when strongly suggest, be careful, okay? For the reasons that we mentioned. Alam niyo kung meron mga tao na punong-puno dapat ng pasasalamat sa Panginoon sa paglikha niya sa mundo na to, ay dapat mga Christians. Bakit po? Because we should be the most thankful people in the world because God made it for His glory. Everything that God created, He made it for His glory. And the only people, here's the thing, the only people who can give God glory is who? The Christians. The Christians. Verse 4, the last part. By those who believe and know the truth. This is a command para sa ating Christians, hindi ba? Nasaan ang pasasalamat natin this past weeks? We should be offering God all the praises of thanks and using all of these gifts for His glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whatever we eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Whenever you sleep, play sports, spend time with your loved ones, eat, rest, sex, thank God for those gifts that He has given you for His glory. Now, when I mention the word sex, this is in the biblical boundaries of marriage. Okay? Just to make it clear.
Pero may tanong, Pastor. Paano natin malalaman if we are rightly enjoying God's creation or baka naman sinfully indulging it na?
In short, paano ko malalaman na kung nai-enjoy ko isang bagay, nagkakasala na ako? And that is a really good question, hindi po ba? Tutulungan po tayo ng isa sa mga reformers named John Calvin.
There is a double danger here. Not only is a danger of being only strict meat and marriage, there is also an equal and opposite danger of the other side of the spectrum, that we will indulge the flesh to misuse or overuse or idolize these things.
So nakikita po natin yung pendulum swings to the extreme sides.
Wow, na-enjoy ko tong food and this is an idol na sa akin buhay, or no, hindi ko kailangan to, I don't care.
So yun po yung dalawa rito. It's either to abuse or to idolize.
So paano natin malalaman kung we are rightly enjoying God's creation at hindi po sinful indulgence yung indulging into sin yung ginagawa natin?
I think it would be, to answer that, magandang discussion po yan after the service. Okay?
Ask that question, paano ko malalaman kung ito, kuto ba yung pleasures na ito, masama na ba ito o hindi?
Ask, or maybe sa picnic tomorrow, talk to one of your friends. Discuss these matters. But let me give you some guided questions.
Yung part po na ito, okay, sorry.
Alright, so, ang sagot po dito is depende sa details. Okay? Ano yung details na ito? Ang details po na ito is, ano ba ang ini-enjoy mo? You ask that question. So, masama na ba ito, ini-enjoy ko, Pastor, too much? Well, the question we need to ask is, ano ba ang ini-enjoy mo? Baka naman ini-enjoy mo talaga labag sa salita ng Diyos. Or, kung pwede naman, paano mo ini-enjoy ito? Does that make sense?
Paano ko malalaman kung nagkakasala na ako sa aking pag-indulge sa pleasures?
Ano yung nature nito? At paano mo ini-enjoy ito?
Or, what does the Bible say about sa issue na yan? Ano sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos?
Remember, all human preferences are overruled by God's Word. Regardless na gusto mo to o hindi.
Second, eto bang bagay na ito na nai-enjoy ko, paano ko malalaman kung kasalanan na? Can you thank God for it?
Kaya mo bang pasalamatan ng Panginoon sa na-enjoy mong yan?
Kaya mo bang pasalamatan ng Diyos sa relasyon mong yan na meron ka?
Kaya mo bang pasalamatan yung pera na hawak mo ngayon na malaking halaga? Kaya mo bang pasalamatan ng Diyos para dyan?
Yung success mo sa trabaho, yung achievements na nakuha mo, masasabi mo bang pwede kong pasalamatan ng Panginoon?
Or, well, your job, can you thank God for yung nature ng job mo ngayon?
If the answer is no, then maybe it really is not a good thing.
False teachers' consciences were seared, pero ang conscience ng Christians ay sanctified.
We need to understand that.
Pero kahit na sanctified ang conscience ng isang Kristiyano, kailangan pa din natin ang salita ng Diyos bilang objective truth. Okay?
We need our consciences to be washed and informed by God's Word kasi our conscience is fallen.
Makasalanan pa rin ang conscience. So we need God's Word, we need God's Spirit. We also need, second, God's people.
We need God's people bilang guardrails.
We need the Word and we need the church.
We need this in order to grow in godliness and in holiness.
We need the church. So do not divorce yourself from the church.
Pagsasabi mo, nag-grow ako spiritually, Pastor, pero wala ako sa church.
Jesus is me. Jam.
It's not gonna work. It will not.
Godliness and holiness are not a matter of marriage and meat. It is not a matter of what we eat or touch, or rules that we obey and not obey. There is only one person who can make us holy and righteous, and that is Jesus Christ. Ang sasabihin ng mundo, God is KJ. Oh, I hope you know what that means. Kung hindi, I would be feeling too old. Sino nakakaalam ng KJ? Just for my comfort. Tatlo. KJ means killjoy. The world will say God is a killjoy. Okay? And will tell us that God is keeping something back from you na hindi niya binibigay yung gusto mo talaga. Ang Diyos, kuripot yan eh. He's holding back something from you. Does that remind you of something? Way back Genesis chapter 3. Did God really say, you shall not eat of any tree in this garden? The truth is, God wants us to enjoy life, but He first wants us to enjoy Him. Jesus Christ left the joys of heaven and became a man. He is the truly happy man who enjoyed the fellowship with God the Father. He lived a glorious, perfect life that none of us could, and He died on that cross that we deserve. Jesus' death on the cross was a picture of the great exchange na nangyari. He took our sin and shame, and He died. And on the third day has risen from the grave. Jesus came to set us free from all slavish joys and satisfaction of this world, to truly enjoy Him and find satisfaction in Him alone. Jesus is our true joy and satisfaction. Now we are truly free to enjoy God's creation. It is the true Christians who can truly enjoy God's creation most supremely. Kaya nga sinabi sa verse 5, the Word of God. Ano ibig sabihin ng the Word of God dito? I believe this alludes to Genesis chapter 1, which is yung binasa kanina ni Shay, that talks about God creating the world. At yung paulit-ulit na sinasabi ng Panginoon is this, it is good. It was good. It was very good. And so you and I, believers of Jesus Christ, should receive the good things of God with thanksgiving and prayer. This is why Christians should give thanks palagi, hindi lang ho sa pagkainan. We should be giving thanks sa trabaho. We should be giving thanks with the things that we have, the opportunities that we received. Sabi sa James chapter 1, even the challenges that we face. Our joy is anchored on Christ alone. Bring it on. We should be thanking God even sa mga missed opportunities. We should be thanking God for the things that we do not have. We should thank God for the things we do not know. Why? Because He is a good God. He is a sovereign God. And He knows how to give good gifts to His children. Kagaya na sinabi ni James kanina sa kanyang service leading. So friends, sa oras na ito, let us be reminded that we want to be a church na kung saan yung joy, yung teaching ay naka-anchored sa salita ng Diyos and kay Christ lamang. Because a healthy church rejects false teachings by resorting to the truth of God's Word and receiving God's creation with thanksgiving. Let's pray. Panginoon, protektahan niyo po ang aming puso sa legalism, from licentiousness sa ibang tao. Tulungan niyo kami, Panginoon, to be people na yung conscience ay hindi seared, kung hindi ang conscience ay informed and washed by your word. Let us be people who are committed to the sheer authority ng Bible. And as we reflect itong commitment namin sa salita mo at pag-ibig namin sa inyo, ito po ay mag-reflect kung paano namin mahalin ang bawat isa. Sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen.